Board of Supervisors come back into session. Just for those online listening, we just had some technical stuff with the computer, which could happen. But no business was discussed during the break or anything like that. With that, Ms. Carrie Brownstein.
Hi. Hello. Yes. Did you? So we kept presenting.
You did.
I'm assuming should we start back up at slide 13?
Slide 13 sounds perfect. That's the exact page I was on, so you have it, Neil. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get going here. All right. So, how the hell? Don't know what you're, not sure what you heard, but here we're
We heard through slide 12. We heard through slide 12. We did.
Okay. So, Path to Health, again, is primary care for undocumented 26 and older, and they have to be on a restricted scope Medi-Cal aid code. Again, the folks on Path to Health do not get enrolled at your county social services departments. They get enrolled at our enrollment clinics. Siskiyou County does not have any enrollment community health centers, but Siskiyou County residents can go to the neighboring counties of Del Norte, Humboldt, Shasta, and they can get enrolled there at one of the community health centers. There's three community health centers with 18 locations in those counties. And they can go get enrolled in Path to Health, and then they can get services at any of our contracted providers. Currently, there's about 14,000 Path to Health members. Next slide. All right, next care is very similar to Path to Health, but just a little bit different eligibility criteria. 21 to 64, folks that get on Connected Care, primary care again, most folks that get on to Connected Care could get on to CMSP if they needed more than primary care. Again, there are no contracted enrollment clinics in Siskiyou County. We hope to get some clinics that want to do enrollment in Siskiyou County, but if we don't, we're going out again and asking clinics to join and be an enrollment provider. Folks can go to Del Norte, Humboldt, Shasta, your neighboring counties there. There's 19 locations for community health center systems that can enroll a Siskiyou County resident into Connected Care, and then services can be provided in, again, any CMSP contracted provider location. Currently, this is our newest program, just started a little over a year ago, just getting going. We have under 1,000 members in Connected Care. Next slide. This slide just shows you our participating enrollment clinics. Some are Connected Care only, some are Path to Health only, and some are both Path to Health and Connected Care. Next slide. Turning it over to Megan Forrest. She's our CMSP Director of Finance and Administration. And a fun fact about Megan is she is from Siskiyou County. Megan, take it over.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and thank you again for having us. Yes, I was born and raised in Mount Shasta, and I loved it over there. So a little fun fact, I probably know a few of you maybe in the room, I'm not sure. Anyways, I'm going to be going over our grant programs, and the first one I'm going over is the Local Indigent Care Needs Grant, otherwise known as LICAN. The primary focus of this grant is the local level care management, continuity of care, and enabling services and disease management. CMSP board has allocated $50 million to be released, and to date there are 22 awarded planning grants and 18 implementation grants. The planning grant award amounts are up to $75,000 and a duration of 12 months. Implementation grants are awarded a maximum of $1.5 million over 3 years. And some of the LICAN grants that we've awarded to Siskiyou County are to Mountain Valley Health Centers. They were awarded a planning and implementation grant serving Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, and Siskiyou counties. Their total award amount was approximately $1.57 million, and their primary goal is to reduce emergency department usage via chronic condition management and care coordination. Next, we awarded a planning award amount of $20,000 to Siskiyou County Behavioral Health. Their primary goal was to identify service gaps and barriers to receiving care for the target population. Lastly, we have awarded an implementation grant to Siskiyou County HHSA Public Health for a total award amount of $1.2 million. Their goal is to provide chronic disease prevention, screening, and self-management services. Next slide, please. Our next grant that we offer is the COVID-19 Emergency Response Grant, otherwise known as CERG. When the pandemic hit, the CMSP governing board released the CERC grant and awarded approximately $9.6 million to 31 of 35 CMSP counties. These project periods are 12 months, and the award amounts range from $100,000 to $1 million depending on the county population size. The primary focus was to aid in providing PPE, supportive quarantine services, and engage public employees and nonprofit human services providers needed for emergency response. Last aid was to help in conducting public education, information, and outreach. Siskiyou County HHSA Public Health received a CERC grant totaling approximately $121,000. Funds were used to educate the public on a pandemic via a public information officer and culturally relevant informational handouts in multiple languages. Next slide, please. Next, we have our Health Systems Development Grant, or HSG. The primary focus areas of this grant are to expand access to care for primary care, specialty care, and behavioral health services, coordinate or integrate health and behavioral health care service systems, and to strengthen the overall health care delivery system in the county across a range of health and behavioral health providers. Siskiyou County HHSA Public Health was awarded approximately $285,000 to support the efforts related to public health accreditation. Next slide. Next, we have our Specialty Care Access Grant. This grant provided funds to Operation Access to expand specialty care across access for low-income, uninsured, unfunded adults by arranging elective outpatient procedures for donated care. This grant is a five-year grant totaling $5.7 million. In 2021, services were available in 12 CMSP counties. There will be an additional seven CMSP counties in years 2022 through 2024 to include Siskiyou County. This grant partners with community clinics, specialists, hospitals, and medical societies and serves patients up to 300% of federal poverty level who are not eligible for Medi-Cal, Medicare, or CMSP full-scope coverage. I would also like to note that Operation Access will be presenting at our March 24th board meeting, so if any of you would like to learn more about them, please join us. Next slide, please. And lastly, we have our Healthcare Workforce Development. Under Healthcare Workforce Development, we have two programs, the CMSP Loan Repayment Program and the Allied Healthcare Loan Repayment Program. These programs work both to expand and support the healthcare workforce by providing educational debt relief in exchange for service at CMSP provider locations. To date, 12 healthcare workforce development awards have been granted in Siskiyou County for a total award amount of approximately $428,000. And that is all I have for our grant programs. Next slide.
All right, back to me. I'm going to talk a little bit about CMSP financing. Next slide. So you might be wondering, how does CMSP do this? Where do the funds come from? That's always a topic. There's two different things here. Pre-ACA. Pre-ACA, CMSP received county realignment, CMSP realignment, and county participation fees. Post-Affordable Care Act, and for those that you know, it was 1/1/14. What was the ACA, county realignment was directed to the state and significantly reduced CMSP realignment through 2018-19, and currently we have a healthy fund balance, so realignment has been postponed until the CMSP reserves are reduced to 2 years of operating costs. County participation fees have been waived every year post-ACA. Next slide. All right, I'm going to give you a few CMSP resources. Next slide. All right, so you've heard from me. I'm Carrie Brownstein, the executive director here, and Megan, the director of finance and administration. And another CMSP good contact would be Allison Kellen, our program director. Next slide. We also have three websites, cmspcounties.org, Path to Health, and Connect to Care. And that is the end of our presentation. I want to thank you again for allowing us to come and present for you. And do you have any questions for Megan or I?
Thank you. Looking at my colleagues, any questions from any colleagues?
Yeah, just one. I noticed that your next board meeting is on the 24th of March. Did I get that right?
Yes, it is.
And is that just going to be a Zoom, or will that be in person?
That will be a Zoom.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the other colleagues? Any public comment? Any online?
Showing none online.
All right. No, thank you for your presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Natural resources. Item number 7A. Ms. Nielsen?
Yes, thank you. Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. We are requesting that this item be continued until March 15th. We are currently waiting on comments from members of the public, including the Farm Bureau. Yeah.
Thank you.
Through the chair.
Yeah.
Would it be better? I'm just going to throw this out here just to come back at it with one whatever we have later. Rather than continue it, might it just be better to
yes.
do that?
Yes.
That's just coming from me, but I don't know how the rest of the board might feel.
Agreed.
I support that.
That sounds good.
Any other comments from any other colleagues?
That'd be right. the technically yeah. drop it from the agenda then?
Yes, it is.
To drop it
Correct.
From the agenda?
You just drop the letter from the agenda
Correct.
And take another approach at it down the road?
Correct.
All right. Great. Does this require any...
I don't think it requires a motion. I think it's just consensus
if
you all
agree. Just decline to act. That's the effect of it.
All right. Great. We'll be sure to get that message out to the public as well. If that's the wishes of the board.
Will do.
What? Oh, no, it begins. Item 7B, General Services, Ms. Joy Hall.
Good morning, members of the board. Joy Hall, Director of General Services. I'm here today for the MOU and also for the resolution to apply for grant funding. However, I'd like to continue the MOU to next meeting so that we can discuss the ordinance at that time and then move on to B, if we could, for the resolution to apply for grant funding. So the grant funding is for anything for the implementation of SB 1383. It is through CalRecycle. They are giving us, well, they're offering grant funding to implement the SB 1383, and this resolution is just to grant me or Angela Davis the authority to submit an application and receive the funding.
Okay. Discussion from colleagues. Supervisor Hopp.
I'm confused by the agenda. There's two items on here. Which one?
Sorry.
Which one are we discussing?
7A is for the MOU, and I'd like to bring that forth on the 15th at the next meeting.
Yeah, B1 and 2. It's number 2.
Oh,
B1.
So it's not number 2.
Yeah, number 2. Okay. Yeah. Am I correct
Sorry,
on that, Ms. Hall, that it's B2 that we're voting, that you're asking us to vote on?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Supervisor Hopp, do you have any other comments or questions?
Just my general disdain of this from the standpoint that the state is mandating us to be trash police. You talk about government overreach. just chokes me. To see this kind of bureaucratic overreach from Sacramento. I mean, we're mandated now to go out and inspect and impose citations from code enforcement as if they don't have enough on their plate at the county level. But I guess enough said, nobody cares. I'll be the lone voice in the wilderness here.
Excuse the chair when you get there.
Supervisor Thompson.
So I am another lone voice on this. I know other counties are having difficulty with this. I don't still think that we have the need to take on a new bureaucracy that is going to be potentially funded through a grant, and then the grant goes away, and then we're stuck holding that. So I'm not ready for this. I can't support it. I get why we're doing it, but this is the whole program is a waste of time, and the state needs to know it. Nobody can sustain what they're asking of us, even though they're throwing money at it. But And that's not a criticism against you or your department. I get you're bringing before us what you know we need to make a decision on. I think the state needs to take, and CalRecycle needs to take a deep breath and have to put pause on this until they figure it out.
Any discussion from any other colleagues?
Well, except for the fact that the state isn't going to take a pause on it, unfortunately. You know I've had conversations with Assemblywoman Senator about, you know, just the whole, think bottle recycling. I mean, you know, I just see so much of that out there that, you know, we spend money and there's nowhere for local people to redeem the recycling. You know, I disagree certain amount of trash. You just look at the trash that's out there in our county, trying to keep it clean. You know, I think that's the anti part of it. That's the reason for some of this. And it's worse in the big cities, thank God. Not this bad here. I'm grateful for what we do here. So thank our sheriff's grant that does the freeway, because, you know, we're a tourist county. You know, put on a good presentation, for God's sakes. But enough of that. Thank you.
Sorry. Supervisor Odin's, if you want to, but if you want me to come first, that'd be fine too.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, he's always first.
Sometimes I think it's just the flock sheep mentality where we get, you know, drawn into the premise that we're just like the bigger cities and we have to follow suit with everything in kind, and that's frustrating. We don't have the money or the resources to do exactly what the cities have. And in many cases, we're already doing a good job. So that makes it hard for us. We have to conform in some way, yep, but to have to do it the same way that everybody else does, doesn't always work. And that's where we have to figure out what works for us, not like them. And when we have to get forced into these things, it makes it very difficult for us to have to just say yes, which we now are being forced to do, which makes us very frustrated. I'll stop.
I like that analogy of the flock shoot. It's one of those things, this edible foods, the waste of food. You know, in Siskiyou County, there's already good connections between grocery stores and restaurants already being done now.
Correct.
It's one of those things where it's a solution looking for a problem in Siskiyou County. It may very well impact the larger areas, very much so. But for us, I remember you said it would take 15-20% of your time initially to take this on. It is frustrating that it's not a mandate. They allow us to charge fees for local people to pay for it. That's just not appropriate there. But what concerns me too is if we don't, the heavy hammer of state government, you have to look at this stuff from the balance of that sort of thing, is that if there isn't complying with this, that's a $10,000 a day fine on the county general fund. And that adds up pretty quickly, $100,000 in 10 days. And so that, you know, it takes a deputy off the street, those sorts of numbers. So when I look at it, Supervisor Costa brought up other counties are opposing this. Have any counties said they're not signing on or anything like that?
Currently, I've not heard of any that have said that they are not opting into the ordinance.
No counties are, okay. Another question I have is the cities. Did you get any letters from any of the cities asking for participation or to vote for the county?
Yes, I've gotten 8 of the 9 cities. I've got letters of authorization from them that they would like us to apply for the monies through CalRecycle to implement this SB 1383. And also, just so you know, I have reached out to the grocery stores that are affected by this, and the majority of them are already doing the edible food recovery and do have a contract in place.
Awesome.
So,
and that's what I think about too. I talked to a city manager just yesterday, and it's one of those small cities, And if the county doesn't do this, it puts a huge piling on local cities that have to handle it. And we as county government can always say, well, you know, it should be the city that does this. We actually rely upon that city to provide fire protection outside of the city. We all win and take, we all benefit from each other. It's not a lose-lose-lose. So I think of those small cities, somebody can have their own police force that by law only have to respond within their jurisdiction, but they assist sheriffs outside of the area. And I hate to abandon those cities with piling this on here, where maybe there's an economics of scale with the county doing this. And when you mention that the grocery stores or the businesses are already doing this, I see this as a little more. And then I look at the $10,000 they fine, and that just causes me, in 10 days, 20 days, if there's a group of counties saying no, and there's strength by numbers, but that's my balance in the act there. I welcome any comments from colleagues. And Ms. Hansard, I'll get to public comment.
Absolutely.
If I could follow up, Supervisor Chris, Chair Chris, I appreciate it. You know, one of the things I know that in my role, I interact a lot with the rural counties. This is not an uncommon theme, where I think we're all in the same boat, where we talk about an under-resourced, you know, lack of capacity in a rural county. The intent, I don't think, was ever focused on the rural counties. And as such, I don't think you're going to see, because I've yet to see it, in any rural county where they've come down, $10,000 fine, $10,000 fine, they're not going after us, but they can't carve us out. Why? Because I've asked specifically when we go back to the pandemic, Governor Brown, can you just carve out the smaller counties, numbers are inconsequential, and he wouldn't do it. Because he can't. I get it. If you look at it from the other side, he can't carve out. Since you can, you can do whatever the F you want. Yeah. Have fun with it, right? But he's not going to do that. He has to do it this way. And I think in my role, how I see it, is that we do what I consider the bare minimum. Have we not, Joy, have a conversation about composting and doing the things so we can prove that we've done something? Yes. And that, I will tell you, that will meet the criteria for what they need so they can say, keep going at it, knock yourself out. They're going after the LA counties, who you guys like to pitch a fit about the urban counties. They're going after them. They're not going after us. They're going after the Bay Area people. They're going after the Sacramento thing, because that's where they get the economies of scale with you. And that's how I try to balance this out. So I don't get so caught up into it, because I think that within, there's a regulation, and I'm going to go back to my compost pilot project that I'm trying to get off the ground, just like we've done our greenways, how successful that's been. There will be things that we can quantify that shows that we are doing what we can, because I do believe, and remember, that some of the people that are involved, state government, think Katie Bosler, finance, they know that we have lack of capacity and don't have the resources and don't have the volumes that will justify on any level what they're trying to accomplish. I'll leave it at that.
Supervisor Howe?
So the question to me is, how can I meet the law and oppose the overreach? You're asking me to comply with law and also accept this being shoved down my throat when I don't agree with it. I mean, and I'm asking the chair, how do we do that? How do we oppose this? Because it comes down to a vote, we all agree that we're going to comply with law, we support it. And I don't support it. And you probably don't have the answer, but I'm looking in this room for someone to guide me out of the dilemma I find myself in, having to compromise what I feel is something we should be pushed back on. Because if you don't start here, where do you start? I understand the $10,000 a day. I mean, it's serious. Will they do it? I doubt it. So I find myself in a real dilemma here. This is forced compliance. It's nothing more than that. It's forced compliance. And I oppose forced compliance. But it's not a decision for me. Why even give it to me? Because I don't have a choice.
Absolutely. Any other comments from you?
So I don't
if I said that there are other counties opposed to this, I'll retract that. There's many counties concerned about this, and I can't speak for the Environmental Service Joint Powers Authority, but this has been a subject at those meetings for months, if not years, as 1383 comes into effect. This is the organics bill. This is nothing to do with trash on the streets. This is how do we deal with organics? How do we get it from the restaurant to the organics vendor that doesn't exist? The grants are for the implementation of SB 1383. I don't know how else to explain it. This is, when you talk to, and we've talked directly to CalRecycle and said, this is, you know, this is a one size fits all and the rural counties should be exempt, period. Which we do have for the organics part till what, 2027, I think. But the edible program, it's on track now. But CalRecycle, to their credit, has acknowledged that, yeah, this is problematic. And it isn't, or shouldn't be, one size fits all. But they are entrusted to carry out the regulation that the legislature has passed. So, saying that, it's a legislative fix that needs to occur to carve out counties that, you know, aren't having this problem. And I don't think we have the problem, and yet we're going to create a bureaucracy for something that doesn't exist. We are doing good things in-house already, but we're not getting credit for it, if you want to call it that. So I'm not ready for this, to be able to implement SB 1383. It's not sustainable. It's not even practical. There's nowhere for this stuff to go, based on the law.
Any other comments from the board members? And a question I had for Ms. Hall, for the resolution, did we have to vote on it today, or did you want to do that on the 15th as well?
The resolution, if I am going to apply for the funding, is due today.
It's due today.
And the funding would do what?
It's going to do, help us to pay with for our consultant to do the outreach and the education, the admin services for us, for everybody who has to take care of SB 1383. And also, there are some other things on there that... for the outreach and education. It is also to do some organic waste capacity planning, but that planning is only for planning, just to kind of see where that organic waste is going, and then the enforcement. And also, we do have to buy recycled paper, but that's not part of this. It's mostly for administration. Oh, and also for our food recovery banks. We want to try and purchase maybe some refrigerators, freezers, shelving, things like that for them, so that they can have that in their storage.
Do they already have that? They're already participating in that with their grocery store?
The edible food banks?
The refrigeration freezers, yeah.
So some of them, I did reach out to some of the food banks, and they do have a need for extra refrigeration and freezers and shelving. So we did put that on the grant, should we get it.
Any more questions for residents?
And how much is the grant for?
It'll depending on how many cities that we get, we'll get $212,777. It's $20,000 per city and $30,000 for the county. So right now I have 8 cities. I'm missing 1 letter of authorization, so that's the 20. And then if we do ours, it's the 30. So we could get up to $212,777.
Right. Anything else, Supervisor Thompson? We can come back to you too if you're.
I'll come back to you.
That's okay. All right. Supervisor Ogden?
If had it in my head now. If we filed for the exemption on
composting,
the composting, can more of that money be pushed toward the edible food recovery?
Yes. So when we applied for it, was majority of it was the admin, but we also did apply for, and when I say apply, it's in there, but I can retract it if we decide not to and not accept any of the funding. But I had to get something in there. So we asked for the consultant, for the admin, for the stuff for the edible food recovery banks or the food banks, and then also for some composting bins in on there. But we don't have, we can change that around in there and do more for the edible food recovery.
Because that's where our focus is really going to be.
You're correct. We reached out to all the cities to ask them what they would like to see, and one of them was the composting bins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we put it on there.
Right. Okay.
Supervisor Valens with it.
So if let's just say we just don't want to be a participant, does that hold the cities up from applying?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so you know, the vast majority of this is incorporated in the cities, and with that, as much as I don't like it necessarily, I'm going to go along with this because that's, I don't want to miss out on the opportunity. If the majority of the cities are on board, then I'm on board. That's where I am at this point in time. Thank you.
Any other questions from colleagues? I was going to come back to Supervisor Thompson. Sorry. Go ahead, he's first.
That's kind of where that's the sticky wicket part of it, is that if we, as much as we don't like it, it hinders the cities if we don't support this. And that's where we're stuck between that rock and a hard place, is that we really bind the cities up if we don't make it our priority to support them. Unfortunately, that's where our responsibility falls for the cities. And that's the frustration I have, is that I don't like this at all. And I agree with my colleagues to my right. It chaps me that we're being forced into this, but I understand that I can't put those responsibilities solely on the cities. That's just not right. And I've said it before, I do not like that pleasant little opt-in when it is forced on us. That just absolutely doesn't sound right, because it's not an option at all, and it's very heavy-handed, and I don't appreciate that one bit. And I'll stop, because I'm going to get I started off so nice and friendly, and it's just not going there, and I've done this already in a few other meetings, and I'm just not going to go there, because never mind.
So that $20,000 that would go towards each city, would that go into their, they would get that $20,000 to spend on themselves, or that be centralized with us for...
It would be centralized with
centralized
us.
With us.
We would be the ones that administer the money.
Okay.
And they've all agreed to that through the Siskiyou County Solid Waste...
Or GPA.
Yeah, GPA.
In regards to that $20,000 per city, does any of it reach their coffer? What I mean by that, does it get spent within each city's boundary or services within each city?
Yes, we would service each one of the cities with that. So the money would come all to Siskiyou County, and then we would be the administration of that money. So they would help pay for our consultant and for the education and outreach portion of it. And then the other monies, we would go to their food banks and see what we could help them with the remaining amount of the monies.
All right. And then in regards to the follow-through plan, just so we're clear on it, the plan is what businesses have to comply with. Is that a grocery store, a restaurant, whatever that business of a certain size is, has to have a deal with a local food bank. They would distribute that food to that local food bank. for example, tomato cans are just past expiration or close to it, they would make that offer to that local food bank that they would take it there.
Yes, and the food bank can say no, that they do not want
and
that.
And if the food bank is full and the business decides that it has to discard that waste, there is no fine on that business or anything.
Yeah.
So the only requirement based on these businesses is that they have to have a contract with a food bank saying that they will reach out to try to distribute that food.
Correct.
That's the only restriction on it. They don't have to, the IRS isn't going to come in and audit them per cans, and they just have to have a contract and based on goodwill as they would comply with it. And a lot of those businesses, because of the goodness of their hearts, a lot of those businesses are already doing it.
Correct. The majority of them that I have called already to ask, they have already have a contract in place and are distributing their food.
Yeah, Siskiyou County is ahead of the urban areas by a large margin.
Yeah.
So we're asking, the state is asking us to enforce a rule that local businesses are already complying with.
Correct.
And if we do not pass this, then I realize there's this, well, they're not going to fine us $10,000 a day, they're not going to fine us that. That's nice to say, but I don't think they would have done that for Sigma and the restrictions they put on Sigma. With Sigma, what they did is they said either the county's going to take over or the state's going to take over. And so the county said, well, we're going to do this. When Sigma was passed in 2015, I appreciated Supervisor Valenzuela gave me a flyer for a conference in Willows that I went to on it. And I had to talk in front of 200 people telling them the county doesn't want to have to do this, but if we don't. I remember one guy came up to me and he said, the county better not control my groundwater. I said, well, if the county doesn't help you, the state will. And the guy looked at me with his finger and he said, the county better be controlling my just doing that. And so it, with follow-up from the state, you know, where they come in, they're threatening us with $10,000 a day fine if we don't comply. It puts a target on our back, and this is something businesses are already doing. I look at the local cities, their general funds are not very much at all. They have we complain about ours, but they have a very low margin of error in what they provide. And I don't want to, if this is for a grant to assist them in providing those services, so those local cities can then dedicate that money towards law enforcement and their local volunteer fire departments and not have to take it away from them. When I talked to the cities about this, they did not want to be doing this without the grant money. They're just going to swamp them.
Excuse the chair.
Absolutely.
Composting bins, is the Air Resources Board permitting those? Because that's been a problem in the past, and that's something that we brought up at RCRC and ESJPA, is that it sounds great, but Air Resources Board's never allowed.
The ones that they were looking at were like home composting bins that would you be in your house, and then you would go and put them in your garden or things like that. So I'm not sure.
Well, at the transfer station is where we've been trying to get them, but
yeah.
Okay.
These were small bins.
Okay, gotcha. What's the county on the hook for, even with the cities under this umbrella? Are we the ones responsible for implementing the program, or is each city also required to do it on their own?
So each city will have their own ordinance.
Okay.
However, the county would be responsible for the enforcement action of it.
Within the cities as well?
Correct. To make sure that they have the contract with the food bank, and then also the outreach and things like that, and then enforcement. If they are not doing it, then we would do the penalties for them. And that's through the MOU that we'll be speaking about next week.
We would do the penalties for the cities to the businesses or whoever. So what's the role of the cities then?
That they have to have that opt-in ordinance, that they will. They also have to give us a paperwork or reporting so that we can report to CalRecycle on things, and that they will also tell them that they have to do these things inside their city. No, I just want you guys to know there is only 11 grocery stores in Siskiyou County that are part of this, and it's because they're 10,000 square feet or larger or make over $2 million.
Okay.
So of those 11, that's what we're looking at right now. A lot of cities don't even have them.
Just one more, sir.
Sorry,
I asked this 2 weeks ago. What about grocery stores in unincorporated areas?
Those are our responsibility.
Our direct responsibility.
Yes.
Right. One last thing, too, Chair.
Absolutely.
So if we approve this, and we're only talking about the grant today.
Correct.
Application.
That's not what the resolution says.
Don't have
the resolution, I believe, authorizes implementation of SB 1383.
Is to apply for grant funding to implement SB 1383.
Related to? So if we approve this today, you can still refuse the funding if it is even awarded, correct?
Correct.
So I'll have a better feel for, yeah, go ahead, whatever you want to do, but I'm going to keep talking.
Should I stop? I never did anything.
Was not
no,
referring to
you. I never did anything.
Right.
I won't do that to you.
Okay, somebody's given a hand signal, move it on. RCRC, the ESJPA's meeting Thursday, so I'll have a better understanding of other counties on where they're at with this. Also, getting a better feel for Cal Recycle on what we're up against as we move down this path, if at all. So with saying that, I'll just have a better feel overall for the other counties that are in that to see where they're going to head with this.
And that meeting is before our next one. So
yes,
so
correct.
That,
right.
Yes.
Correct.
Thank you. And yeah, I've never stepped on anybody's toes or tried to speed anybody up anything on that stuff. But anyway, in regards to this resolution, you need to have a yes or no today in order to apply for the grant. And if there is yes votes for it, we can always pull back from it and not accept it.
Yeah.
And then Supervisor Cops is going to get a feel for the rural counties. And we may hear from that other city as well, whether or not they've applied or not. And then for the ordinance, it would have to be voted on the 15th amendment.
Correct.
And like you said, is it 11 grocery stores?
11.
All 11 are already doing this anyways?
The majority of them are. I was not able to get in contact with their Race Century Market. I have to call their corporate office, and I kept getting their voicemail.
Okay.
So
right.
That's 4 of the 11. But for the majority of them, everybody says that they understand what's going on and that they do have a contract in place already.
Awesome. Good to hear. Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Hoff?
Yeah, the fifth whereas in this resolution says the county's board of supervisors will enact a mandatory edible food reduction ordinance as required by the California Code of Regulations, Title 14, Provision 7, Chapter 12, Short Lived Climate Foods, to comply with such requirements.
Are you looking at the MOU?
That might be the MOU.
Yeah,
the MOU.
You need the resolution.
But the grant resolution is different.
The title starts out resolution authorizing submittal of application for payment programs and grant programs.
When you're the chair, you get the hard copy, so you benefit from that. It's
I believe you're looking at the MOU.
Yeah. I did see some hands for public comment. I'll actually call on the people to come up to that program.
If you're looking electronically on the back of the journal, it's item number 5, which is the resolution. And contained within the resolution, let's see here.
No, Supervisor, your concerns are valid. You don't want to vote for something saying we're...
I'm trying to understand this bifurcation of this agenda item. Which part pertains to what we're talking about today?
Today is only discussing the application for the grant that is being... The deadline of today that's being submitted today.
It's really difficult
Number two.
To pull that out the way the agenda is laid out. Because I have five attachments in a row
to
have clarification of which sub-item it pertains to.
Correct. So it's item number five on the backup material is the resolution. And also contained within the resolution, there is a be it further resolved that this authorization is effective until rescinded by the signature authority or this governing body. So that is an additional out for this resolution if it's adopted today.
Are just if we tell them what we'd like to spend it on, and then they tell us, yep, you can go ahead and you can spend it on that. So there's not really any, they have already told us that you will get $20,000 per city and $30,000 for the county, and then we ask them, or we tell them what we would like to spend that money on, and then they either agree to it or disagree to it.
But you're going to ask to spend the money, anticipating that we're going to pass the resolution supporting the program.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Costa, do you have anything else? All right. Supervisor Bounce, do you have anything else?
No.
Supervisor Bounce, do you have anything else? Okay. For me, what it comes down to also, you know, you look at the exact stakeholders in this, if you want to use that phrase, or those being impacted. For me, I have to listen to those being impacted by this a great deal, and those that would be impacted are telling me through you that they're already in compliance with this. So those that are actual, the ones being impacted, the ones having this enforced on them, the ones being told this is going to happen, are saying, Kelly, you're going to have to do this. Is that a correct assumption?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. And with that, is there any public comment online? Oh, no, Harley, don't worry. I appreciate your passion.
Well, I'm
watching
trying
you.
To get in the right time.
You're doing fine.
No, I just...
It's hard to read my mind. I don't blame you. And is there anybody online?
We do have one online.
You do have one online, absolutely. I just do that because we had technical difficulties last time. I want to get everybody online in case something happens.
Melissa, it's your turn to speak.
Battery 80%.
Wait, Melissa. Sorry, if you could just start over again, you still get the full 3 minutes to start over, Ms. High.
Okay, so my name is Melissa. I am the city administrator for the city of Doris. And first off, as a point of information, are you discussing item two under 7B, the resolution to just apply for the grant?
Correct, Ms. High, yes.
Okay, so I am one of the cities that Supervisor Chris had talked to you in regards to what this would do and how this would affect me. But as I look at the resolutions, I look at them as opportunities just to get the money. Doesn't mean that we have to do it. Doesn't mean that you guys have to do it. But this, all this does is give General Services the opportunity to apply for the grant. And then for the next step, I will, for the next one, the next meeting of discussing the memorandum of understanding is where my opinion needs to come into play, but I want to be able to have this grant opportunity and know that we're going to get that money to be able to help us, even if other things come into play. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. High. Ms. Anna, is there anything else online?
No others online.
And Ms. Holly answered, absolutely. Please come up. And Ms. Lee-Waste Gliotta, did you want to speak also?
Yes.
If you did, I saw your hand raised.
Oh, do you want to go first, please?
Ms. Holly, can you just raise a second? Ms. Wendy, would you like a blue form from both speakers in the
room? Yes, if you can get us later on, yes. Right.
Thank you. Ms. Holly Hanser, go
ahead. Thank you. Hi, Holly Hanser from Weed and other locations here in the county. Originally from North Hollywood, Los Angeles County, where my mother still is. And I live right now in some apartments that the waste is amazing. And these grants that you're talking about for recycling bins, I don't think that anybody in the apartments, you know, East Lake Street and Mount Weed, for example, Bulls Creek area, would do it. You know, and I, for $10, just built my own compost bin, worm compost bin. Actually, I have to do a little bit more by the time I'm done, max $25. And, you know, you put your little garbage in there and the worms eat it, and then you get this worm castings. At what price freedom? You know, these people who are voting these things in, that are like forcing it down your guys' throat, is like, okay, where does it end, as Ray said. And so I don't know, I feel a little uneasy, you know, we see the tanks moving into Ukraine, we see the communism and this and that, and so it sounds nice and it sounds soft, you know, organic composting, but I don't know, because we're all, like I talked to Rodney from Grocery Outlet a long time ago, and he even wrote something with his attorney, and he's on it way long time ago. So who are these people in Sacramento, whoever wrote this raw law that was rubbing us raw? Well, but I heard something about, I don't know, some obscure thing where, you know, the communist Chinese are going to work on the city councils and the city things, you know, so I'm not saying this is that, but what is it down the road that this could lead us into bondage greater than what it sounds like now? So the grant, I know all the cities like grants, and for the Bulls Fire, everybody gave money to help the people who didn't have insurance, and we who didn't have insurance didn't get helped. I didn't, and the three of my neighbors who didn't have insurance. So they spent a lot of money, and God bless them for, you know, the community center that I work with. Personally, I think the Weed Community Center would be a great place. They don't want to do it because they're swamped with economics right now. But there's so much land there. Yeah, we could do our compost thing there for people like the apartments who don't have a place to do it. And because even if you did put it outside there, the kids would throw it around, and you know, it's horrible, the trash alone. It's the dumpster there that gets empty. So I can do it because not only do I live in those apartments, but I have land. You know, I placed in Angel Valley where I wasn't able to build, but I have my garden there and I have my composting thing. In fact, I'm driving around right now with my composting in the back of my car because I haven't offloaded it yet. But so I'm just saying, you know, word of caution. You know, how much is this grant going to cost us? It sounds good, but, you know, education, planning, and then compost bins. I'm not against compost bins, but I'm just saying that maybe we could do something, American ingenuity, for ourselves, the cities. You know, we can educate ourselves and say, hey, this is how we do it. I mean, that's what I would like to do anyway, you know, with the community center. Here's Louise next.
Ms. Holly, thank you for your comments.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
And if you just fill out a blue card, too, just makes it easier for the county clerk. And Ms. Louise, if you would also.
Yeah.
We won't start the time until you get up there. You're fine. And Ms. Louise, go ahead.
Louise Gliotta, Wairika, California. I didn't come here about this. I didn't know this was on the agenda. But I have a question for Supervisor Kofstep. I know that you're our representative on the RCRC, and you said that there's a meeting coming up. I would like to suggest, or consider it, that maybe we should wait to see what the RCRC has to say. For those of you who don't know what it is, there's 38 counties on that, which represents a lot of cities. And I would hope that maybe they would support us in this, because the way I feel about this is that I agree with Supervisor Kofstep, Ms. Howe, that, you know, if we agree to this, then if we sign on to this, then we're saying yes, that we agree to it. And my favorite thing to say is silence implies consent. And if you don't speak, you can't be heard. And I think we ought to be heard and say, hey, we don't agree with this. We don't like you mandating these things, shoving it down our throats. It doesn't apply to us. you know, the counties are different, the cities are different, and rural people are different than the city people. So I would suggest, if you would consider waiting for Supervisor Kofstep to go to that RCRC meeting and see if the other counties are feeling the same way. And if they do, there's 38 counties there. We would have support for that. So I would urge you today not to vote yes on this. Thank you.
Supervisor Kofstep?
So just for clarification, because the grant is due today, mm-hmm. that's why this resolution for just the grant funding, not the implementation of 1383, which will come at the next meeting on March 15th. RCRC and the Environmental Services Joint Powers Authority, which is under RCRC, which deals in strictly trash, I don't know how else to say that. This organics bill has been just at the forefront for well over a year since it was passed, and there has been a lot of opposition, but we just haven't been able to get it across the finish line. I don't know how else to say that. There has been some things that are, you know, the exemption till 2027 is something that RCRC was able to get for rural counties under 70,000 in population, but it's been a very steep uphill battle on this. So just, it's just FYI.
Well, I guess my question would be is for how long, for how many years is this grant for? In other words, once the money, once the grant period is over, then the county is on the hook for the money and to implement it? Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to be on the hook no matter what.
So is there like a time period on the grant, like 5 years, 10 years? Because grants don't usually stay forever.
I'm not sure. Is this a 1 year?
Currently, right now, it's a one-time grant, but they...
Ms. Hall, sorry. Yeah. Just so the people on the deal can hear you. Ms. Sweet, if you want to share on the microphone?
I'll share.
Okay. Ms. Hall. Thank you, Ms. Sweet.
Currently, that grant is a one-time grant. However, this is a new implementation, and we are not sure if they will or have more grant funding available later. But right now, it is a one-time grant.
So that means when the money runs out, then it's gone. When you use up the $30,000 that the county has been designated to have, it would run out. So that's pretty uncertain to me, and that would concern me. That we would be stuck with this, and this is crazy. I would hope that the RCRC would support, because I'm sure we're not the only county that feels this way. And I really think we need to speak up and say no, or just say, hey, we don't like this. And if you don't speak again, you can't be heard. If you just accept it, they think everybody's happy with it. So that's all I have. Thank you for listening.
And just for clarification for folks, the vote today would be on leaving the grant option open. But on the ordinance, that would be March 15th. By that, we're still on item 7B2. Anna, just out of caution, was there any more comment online?
At this time, no more.
No more online? Okay. And then, if Ms. Hall had any concluding remarks or anything like that, I'll bring it to the board for discussion or motions or whatnot.
I'll make the recommended motion to apply.
Recommended motion?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Just a clarification. I don't know if I'm looking at the updated, at the most current recommended motion, but assuming I am, I would recommend it be modified. And instead, the recommended motion would be to continue item 7B1 until March 15, and to adopt item 7B2, which is the resolution authorizing us to pursue grants.
That's my motion.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Chairman. I'll second the motion for a vote.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, roll call vote.
Supervisor Haupt?
I'm going to continue to oppose until someone can figure out how to bifurcate compliance with law and voicing opposition to this. Regulation.
Supervisor Kofstep?
Would you like to think a little longer, Kofstep?
Yeah, I'm going to. I mean, I'm at a point where I want to get more info, especially from Cal Recycle Thursday, and see where this is headed. So I'm more or less an abstain right now versus a no. because everything we're talking about, I'll bring up Thursday and see where it goes.
Okay. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
How many votes did you want for this?
Three.
Always count to three.
Yeah. If you had any comments or anything, feel free to give or
talk about.
And what the vote was?
Just pausing here a little bit.
Ms. Oh, okay, thank you.
If we'd like, we could take a. I'm fine with a break. I try not to pressure people into stuff in the rest of the lot. Mr. King, I don't think we've done it for a vote. If anybody needs to collect their thoughts, I'm getting looks from you guys. I respect that. But we're 20% of the vote for a county, and I want to respect that. So, to a colleague, we're facing the difficulty of trying to get grant money. For cities to help them out through pressure here, so I want to give my colleagues a chance to think a little bit. Mr. Kearney, if you want to correct me or anything, feel free to do so. But I'm trying to respect the process.
I'll vote aye.
You vote aye? Okay.
And Supervisor Chris.
And Supervisor Chris will vote aye for the resolution for the grant application.
Mr. Kobseff, are you still in abstain?
Yeah.
Okay, so it passes. Three positive votes.
Right.
Thank you.
And then on March 15th, we'll talk about the food voting. Ms. Hall, if you wouldn't mind, because I want to listen greatly to those that actually are going to face the stick on this one. If we could get some sort of letters or formal things from them, is there anything you want us to do to help out on that? Or
Are you asking from the grocery stores that
grocery
will be affected?
Yeah, those will actually be the finding stuff, yeah.
Okay. Maybe I can see if they could come online to talk.
Because I know it's kind of says one thing, if they're not here, and this is something that's going to impact them, if they were to create objection, the back row would be full with 10 grocery managers and their employees saying opposition. So just
I can send them a letter and invite them to the meeting and also via Zoom if they would like.
And also, what the consequences to them would be is if we didn't pass it, whether or not they want to face those consequences either.
Okay.
Is that right? I'll be in this spot?
Yeah, that's fine.
Supervisor Kobseff,
just through the chair. Is there any consequence to the grocery stores or whoever? The main consequence is to the county, correct?
Correct. If each city has applied for their ordinance or has opted into their ordinance, so they would not get the $10,000 fine. It would be county and unincorporated areas. And then if the grocery stores, if the grocery stores don't comply, then they have the penalty of $100, $200, and then $500.
Is it per violation or
per violation? So first one is $100, second one is $200, and then three and more are $500 each.
That was my curiosity there, Supervisor Thompson.
Yeah.
We didn't say it right, but...
The county has the ability to tax its citizens to be able to pay for the program since it's on the back of the county. But do the cities have that same capability?
I would believe so, through their ordinance.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but...
And the cities have already passed their ordinances, you know?
I have, I believe five of them have already sent it to me, and I want to say that the rest of them have their second reading this month.
Thank you.
They're facing the same timeline as we are. And George, I'll get right to you real quick. Mr. Kiernan, just as a question, sorry, we might have to explore it just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If the cities did impose a fee, or if the county imposed a fee, would it be a Prop 218 requirement?
No, I mean, I have to look at it, but
we might get asked that
off the top of my head. This is not connected to land use, so we can drop to a okay. Apply. But I'd have to look into
it. I might ask that March 15th. So,
okay.
But thank you. And Supervisor Howe, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, to council. I'm still puzzled by this process, and you don't have to answer me today. Maybe when we come back. But I'm puzzled by... A county required to pass a resolution to support a state law.
Yeah, I mean,
which is the way they've set it up,
you don't actually have to pass it if you're willing to bear the consequences, which are fines up to $10,000 a day. Now, you may say that's not much of a choice, and I would certainly agree, but theoretically, if you want to bear the consequences of a $10,000 entity fee or fine, you don't have to pass it. I mean, that's the way they've set it up.
That sounds more like a... language that might be inserted in an appropriation bill rather than in a statute. You know, because if it, this is what I'm confused about, I guess, is that my oath of office requires me to follow state law. Yet on this one, I'm being asked whether or not I support it. State didn't ask me whether or not I support the marijuana laws, or whether I support no cash bail or any other thing that comes out of there. It's just a strange way of doing business to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the record is quite clear. There's many of the board members here don't support this. I don't think anybody could read the record and mistake what at least the majority of the board's position is with regard to this. When you vote in favor of it, if you end up doing it, first of all, with regard to what we just voted on, that's just apply for grants. If it had been turned down, we'd still have the same obligations. With regard to what you're going to be addressing on the 15th, I would view, if it passes, that did not necessarily be a message from the board that you're supportive of it, but rather that you recognize the downside consequences of not passing it are such that you don't have a choice from a financial standpoint. You obviously have the ability, if the board wishes, to send a letter to the state and make even more clear and more formally your opposition to the program, and communicate the thought that if you implement the program, it's not because you support it, but because you need to. So that's sort of addressing the concern you were expressing earlier. How do you communicate the fact that this is not something you're supportive of?
We'll keep talking.
Supervisor Hopp, did you have anything else, sir?
I'm done.
Supervisor Thompson, do you have another comment? Yeah. I believe.
Let's so, if we already are in compliance, I'll frame it that way. And that's the question I'm going to ask Cal Recycle Thursday, is if a county's in compliance, or we're already doing what you're asking, why would there be any consequence to not passing an ordinance if we are already taking care of it?
Because the state requires we have an ordinance in place. It doesn't, I wasn't the one who worked on this, but my understanding is the state requires you have an ordinance in place.
Yeah.
The state doesn't say you need to have this program either de facto or pursuant to an ordinance. It says you have to have an ordinance.
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly could express to, in any opposition letter or communication that you think it's ridiculous you have to pass an ordinance precisely for that reason. But the way this law works, the way the law reads, as I understand it, it doesn't say you have to do these things. It says you have to have an ordinance to require these things. Maybe their thought is, well, maybe you've got a program now, but who knows if you're going to have it 6 months from now. I mean, I don't know what the rationale would be.
Okay. Anything else, Supervisor Thompson? Supervisor Valenzuela?
You know, I don't know if it's possible by the 15th. Could you get the Cal Recycle person up here so we can, you know, I don't want to do a third-party thing. See if they could be here so we can answer some questions. I'm sure the public would like to have an opportunity to hear straight from the horse's mouth. I would say this, that, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk about county, whatever. Where's our assemblywoman and assembly state senator? You know, I'm sure they were opposed to this. You know, let's hear from them, how this transpired, because this went through a whole process. This didn't happen overnight. And I can assure you, because I saw when I was at CSAC, that, you know, there's some support on the other side, but there was no, what I would call, hard opposition to it, like we're putting up right now. And so to me, it's like we're a little late to the party. And we're not the only rural county in that spot.
So the ESJPA meeting is this Thursday. It's a Zoom meeting, and the public's always invited. And Cal Recycle is there and will answer any questions that you might pose as well.
Are you sure it's this? I thought it was
March 10th. Sorry, next Thursday. It's
March 10th.
The 10th, I'm sorry. It is the 10th, sorry. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know, that's, thank you, Supervisor Cox.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That might be good if the grocers did, if we wanted to, sorry, volunteering this all. But if you did want to let the grocers know about that meeting in that time, maybe they'd want to listen in on it and know what is sharing information with them. Would you like that concept? And then they can listen in on it, and maybe they'll answer some of their questions there as well. You know, sometimes we're more connected sometimes to Oregon, Medford, and Klamath than we are to Sacramento and the news up there. So maybe this be a chance for them to hear the news, and if they haven't yet. With that, we've talked this one, I think, pretty well. Ms. Hall, thank you.
Thank you.
Came in as a department head on a tough spot.
Yes.
So thank you. With this, I'm going to go ahead and do item C, and then I'll take a break after item C. I found if you go in order, it's a little better. So this is county administration. Ms. Angela Davis, this is our governing contract with county council. Ms. Davis, will you please take the show?
Good morning, Chairman Chris, members of the board, Angela Davis, County Administrator. Before you today, this item, first of all, I am requesting approval of County Council Edward Kiernan's Employment Agreement Amendment Number 1. And within that Amendment Number 1, we are requesting to extend his term 4 years. So that will be effective March 1st, 2022 through February 28th of 2026. Included within the amendment number one, significant changes would be the salary increase to his base salary of 4% effective March 6, 2022, and then a 3% effective February 5th of 2023. Also included in this item is a salary resolution which allows for those base salary increases. So I'm also asking for the adoption of the salary resolution. So with that, if you have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer them.
Questions or comments from colleagues?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, Ms. Wendy.
Okay, Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. And with that, I think we may need to take just a 5-minute break
to
get some stuff
framed and everything. Make some copies.
I appreciate the County Council's office coming in here and listening to us. But we're going to take a little break, get some stuff done, and then we'll do it.